As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owners except to feast their eyes upon them? Now, two groups lay claim to our resources: bill collectors and consumers. Okay, in this instance, consumers are those who want to consume a piece of our pie. Okay, and here's the truth. Those groups expand as our resources expand. Now, why do bill collectors increase? Because as resources increase, spending increases as well. It may be relative to the size of the rise in our pay, but it's always true. We make more, we spend more, we get more stuff, and we receive more bills. The problem is the stress created by those bills. Our good fortune gets passed on to those to whom we are indebted, and that is what wrecks our peace. But it doesn't end with the people we really owe. The number of people who think we owe them increases as well. These are people who believe they are entitled to sharing our good fortune. They want a piece of the pie merely because of their association with us. As the size of the pie increases, the number of people wanting a bite increases as well. So the bill collectors and the hanger-oners create problems that rob us of satisfaction. One of the Hunt brothers of Dallas, Texas, who amassed a $1 billion fortune in oil, was once asked by a reporter, "Is it true that you make $1 million a day?" Listen to what he said. "Son, I would starve on $1 million a day." How can that be? Because as his wealth increased, so too did the number of people with demands on his wealth. And for the teacher, this reality proved that money held no hope in his quest for meaning. The third problem the teacher identifies with wealth is that it doesn't provide peace. It actually prevents it. Listen to verse 12. "The sleep of the laborer is sweet, whether they eat little or much. But as for the rich, their abundance permits them no sleep." Now, sweet sleep is a metaphor for peace. Here's what we think. The more resources we have, the more secure we are. The more secure we are, the more peace we have. And the more peace we have, the better we sleep. But Sunshine says that without God involved, the opposite is true. Without God, resources and the options they afford us only lead to anxiety. And he's right. In his Wall Street Journal article, The Great Depression, Bret Stephens argued that the reason America, in comparison to other countries, rates so poorly in mental health is because we are generally comfortable and wealthy. Such luxuries allow us time to pick apart our lives and find things to be unhappy about. On the other hand, those who live in countries torn apart by varying social and economic issues have less time to fret about their stuff. They're too busy trying to survive. So in chaos and poverty, they sleep well, and in America, we sleep medicated. Now, in light of these problems, Sunshine has a very pessimistic view of money as a means to meaning, and he's right. Before Jesus said it, the teacher recognized the truth. It doesn't profit a man anything to gain the whole world if in the process he loses his soul. Now listen, that's a truth you can bank on, and this is truth worth living. Thanks for joining me today. May God bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and grace you with the peace of contentment with your resources. Have a great day.